Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold with my pal Valerie Smaldone. Well, Danielle Wagansky is a blogger, she's an author, and she's someone that can manhandle a budget like nobody's business. Her blog is called Blissful and Domestic, and her book is called Living a Beautiful Life on Less. And Danielle came to my attention when I saw a Business Insider article, actually several articles on her. They keep covering her, and the last headline really grabbed me. It was how to cut your monthly grocery bill in half, and I thought, I got to talk to this woman. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. So in one of the several Business Insider articles on you, it says that you and your entire family of four live on $14,000 a year, and as they write it, that includes it all, food and clothes and fun and your housing and gas. Is that right?
Yeah, there was it's not something that we live on now. We still live those principles. But there was a time in our life just literally a few years ago where because of the economy and my husband had just gone out of the military, and that was, you know, we lived on the money he got from the GI Bill. And it definitely wasn't something we went out thinking, yes, we want to live on $14,000 a year. It really just, you know, those were the cards we were dealt. And my husband was going to school full time, also be from the because of his time served in the military. And so we just lived on that basic housing, and you know, we just learned how to stretch our money as far as we can. And I'm so thankful for that, because now, you know, he's working and using that education that he got. But we're using the same principles. And so we still live super frugally, and we're able to put money towards, you know, things for our family and just be able to make it so we don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. And what an amazing thing that is to not live paycheck to paycheck. It is such a blessing.
Okay, so you did this living on the $14,000 for how long? Couple of years?
Oh gosh. What did you say? How many years?
Yeah, how many years?
Through his whole college, so about 4 years, four or 5 years. It was a long time.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so you have some tips to share then. So let's start at the grocery store. I mean, what are your tips for people who tend to spend more than they want to when they go grocery shopping every week?
All right. And I think it's so great to start with the groceries, because that was actually where I started, because it was the one place that I wasn't locked into a contract, or you're not locked into a mortgage rate or anything like that. It was something that I could do right now. And so one of the main things, which I know it's like so simple, was going in with a list and a menu plan. I literally had never done a menu plan before, you know, those years before, until I had finally decided that spending the insane amount on groceries that we were, I knew I had to make a change. So making a list, it was like finally having a game plan for going into the grocery store, because if you don't have a game plan, you just start tossing in whatever looks good. And we know that when we go to the grocery store, everything looks good. It could be things that you don't normally buy, but all of a sudden you see it all packaged so nicely and you're like, yes, it has to go home with me. So having that list really gave me focus when I was shopping and gave it more purpose. And so that was a really good thing. And it also, I think, you know, when you have that correlation between you are putting something in your cart, it's on your list, and then you're going to spend cash on it,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden it's like a game changer, because you're more aware of where you're spending every dollar. And, you know, we work really hard for our money, so let's make sure we know where all of it's going.
So do you keep a running tab as you're going through the grocery store? I mean, you have a calculator out?
I do, and you know, it's so common. You know, we all have cell phones, and they have calculators on them. And so I do, every time I go grocery shopping, I go through with a calculator, and nothing gets put in that cart unless it's been put in the calculator. And I love doing that, because as you see that number increase, you think twice before putting things into the cart, because you see, okay, I have the stuff on the list I have to get. You know, maybe I can't get those two packages of cookies I want because I need to get, you know, A, B, and C. And so it really just makes you think about and be conscious of what you're placing in your cart.
Now, I did notice that you, first of all, you also had another tip that I think is imperative, which is don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry.
Yes.
Yes, because you'll make all kinds of impulse purchases.
Oh,
But
yes.
the other thing that caught my eye is you're very strategic on how you utilize the big box stores. In your case, it's Costco, but it could be BJ's or Sam's Club or any of those. Can you spend a minute talking about that?
Absolutely. So I love Costco. Like, Costco is my jam. I love going there. But you definitely can fall into some trouble when you go to those big bulk food stores if you're not smart. And again, I always go with the list, and you have to go in with blinders because, again, everything looks delicious. Costco is smart. They have people giving out samples. And all those samples, whether it's something you normally eat or not, you want to take it home. And so I kind of have to make sure I'm only hitting what's on my list. And you always want to look at those bulk food stores. They'll tell you what the price is for the item. And then they even are so kind that they break it down for you by the unit price. Or if you're buying like produce or something, it'll have it by the pound. And doing that and knowing, having like a price book, knowing what you pay typically for that item, your rock bottom price, well, then you know if you're really getting that deal you think you are. Because a lot of times you see it in bulk and you're like, oh my gosh, I can have, an insane amount of whatever that is that you're buying. But when you look at the unit price, you'll see, oh wait, maybe I'm not getting the deal that I really want to get. So it just makes you, or it enables you to be smarter with the money that you're spending and what you're bringing into your home.
Okay, so one other tip on the grocery shopping. I understand that freezing is your best friend.
Yes, I love it.
So what do you freeze? You freeze everything?
Pretty much. I mean, there's some things, I would say probably the only thing I don't freeze is I don't freeze blocked cheese. If it's already shredded, then you're totally good. Just because blocked cheese or sliced cheese, it wants to crumble after it's thawed.
Okay.
But in general, there's so much that we can freeze. So, like, for example, we had a birthday party yesterday, and we had a few cancellations, so I actually ended up having more pizza than I needed. And I thought, hey, well, why not freeze the pizza? We buy frozen pizza from the grocery store. Let's freeze this pizza because I can't eat this all in a week, and I really shouldn't. My hips wouldn't like it. And so we were able to freeze it, and then that's something that we can quickly, pull out, thaw, and then either cook like in a toaster oven or however you would like to heat up your pizza. But it's like simple things like that. When you have leftovers, if you're not going to eat them that week, well, freeze them because that's going to be a saving grace later on when you don't have, you're too busy to make dinner or, oh
Or
gosh,
yeah, or you just
mom and
maxed out your budget, right? You can go into your freezer and yeah, find a
exactly.
wealth of items that you forgot about.
Exactly. And there's sometimes I will like feel like, oh, I feel like I have nothing in my fridge, and I will shop my freezer. And then all of a sudden, that urge to go to the store is gone because I just stocked it from my freezer.
Now, how did the book come about? I know you've been blogging for a while, but you have a book.
Yeah.
It looks new to me, Living a Beautiful Life on Less. Tell me how the book came about.
Yeah, so it just came out this year in June, and I was a blogger and I was doing that, and I was kind of approached by Cedar Fort Publishing, and they kind of threw the idea out there. And it was something I kind of had thought of, but honestly, I think I was a little bit too scared to do it because it's really putting yourself out there. And I just really felt like that was something that, Heavenly Father wanted me to do and be able to share the knowledge and the experiences that I have gone through with other people. And I feel like it's another way to reach more people because I remember being that girl who didn't know how she was going to feed her family because the budget was so tight. And if I can just give just anyone just a little glimmer of hope to know that like you're not alone and you can do this, like you can do hard things and move mountains in your life, then I feel like every single night writing, staying up late writing, like it was totally worth it.
Now, I want to point out that there's a link to the book on your blog, and the blog is called Blissful and Domestic. And again, the book is Living a Beautiful Life on Less, and you can get a digital copy as well. So, all right, Danielle, so Christmas time is coming up, and you can really blow your budget on that. So, how did you or how do you handle family Christmas presents or, just friends and family on, when you were on such a tight budget?
One thing is to think of that we don't have to give a gift to everyone. That sometimes it's just that time that you spend. So like with our family, my husband comes from a very large family. And so we have done Secret Santa. We've done, picking a fun activity to do together. Because that's something where we're able to go and enjoy that time together. And those are memories that we're going to make, and we're going to keep those for a really long time. It's not that toy that we played with, you know, the kids played with for a little bit and then it broke. Another way is to make gift baskets of like yummy baked goods, because everyone loves like yummy cakes and cookies and things like that. And Christmas time is when all those little, the baking ingredients go on sale. So if you can utilize those sales and then be able to bake something homemade, like everyone loves something homemade, especially around the holidays. So why not give that gift of homemade goodness?
That's great. Those are good tips. There's more. There's a wealth of information on her blog. Danielle Wagansky's blog is Blissful and Domestic, and there's a link to her book there as well. Danielle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.